What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Don't miss the opportunity. If you're going to go through the trouble of planning, which you should, a welcome offer, aka Tripwire, on your thank you page, put an order bump on that checkout page for the welcome offer, but then also have an upsell. Why not have your main offer as the upsell? You could do a limited time discount of the main offer if you wanted, but on that very next page, after somebody hits buy, and you know, another page shows up and it says, wait, your order not complete. Would you like to add this other thing? That's the upsell. You could have your main offer there. Hey there, Quay Joe here. Welcome back to a Funnel Fix Friday. And if my voice is new to you, I am the new co-host of the Art of Online Business podcast. And today, I'm going to react to this page. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you can see the opt-in page for the Be Our Podcast Guest guide. It's a guide presented by Meike Sang, and I'm going to opt in and see what there is to see and give you my impressions of it in hopes that your takeaways from this audio episode or video episode on YouTube will help you craft a better landing page. And if that sounds good to you, keep on listening. So what I see here on screen, and by the way, if you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. There is a link in the podcast show notes below. So what I see here on screen is a picture, an image of what looks like an iPad mini, or maybe it's an iPad Air with a pencil on the left-hand side. And on the right-hand side is some header text and then some body text. And the body text has two different kinds of fonts. The header text says, be our podcast guest. And the word podcast is kind of in these curly Q brackets that remind me of college calculus, which is scary, but I like the way it looks. And underneath that would be body text, but it's in bold. And then further underneath is some black italicized text. And then all at the bottom is just an embedded field or an embedded form, which says name and then email and then a call to action button. Okay, let me tell you what I think. First of all, if I were you and making a landing page, an opt-in page, I would not have it embedded on your website. As in, I would not have your regular website navigation menu viewable at the top like this one, because I can see her home, about menu, speaking menu, press menu, podcast menu. And when you make an opt-in page, you want the highest percentage of people to opt in, right? That means you don't want to give them a header full of website navigation menu items to click away on. All right. And there's a super nice footer here, like make a great design. I just would increase opt-ins by not having all of these things for somebody to click on. So I'm looking at the image on the left-hand side, which is an iPad with Meike in it, and she is podcasting in front of her laptop. Awesome. Cool. And at the bottom of the image, it has the same title, Be Our Podcast Guest. Okay, that's fine. The eyebrow headline, I guess, above the header, or the eyebrow text above the header does say expert guide. I like that. And then the subheader says 25 expert podcasters share their timeless out-of-the-box advice to help you get booked on more products. I like that too. And what I enjoy is this text in the image, the 25 expert podcasters, is not repeated in the text that's above the opt-in fields on the right-hand side. So good use of an image to provide additional value that's not repeated. And I say that because I come from the YouTube world where you have a thumbnail that can be designed to complement a title instead of just sharing the exact info that a title, just repeating the exact name that a title has. So don't make that mistake. Now, reading down the page more, this bold text underneath the header, or the title, I should say, it kind of blends into like the beige background. The background is almost beige peach, and this bold text is peach peach, if you will. Don't you love my color names? So it says, want 25 proven ways to get booked on podcasts in 2023 and beyond, hearing directly from the hosts themselves? Yes, I like this text. Let's keep going. And then so now underneath that in black text, there's three bullet points effectively, except for dashes are used instead of bullet points. The first bullet point says, learn how to set yourself apart from the other hundreds of people who are trying to land the same interview slots as you. Great. I like this. Outcome-focused language right there means that as I'm reading her opt-in page, I'm seeing the results and starting to envision myself having the results. And I love how she's not just boring me with a bunch of, well, a list of everything that's inside, right? And this listener, as you're listening, this is something you should always be doing too. Second bullet point says, uncover the mindset shift you must make in order for podcast guesting to be an effective strategy for your business. And now I'm hooked. I'm going to get this mindset shift, but what is it? Awesome language here. And then the next bullet point, discover how to get past the gatekeeper when you send your pitch to get all the goodness. Pop your deets below. Okay, cool. This is not boring copy. It seems to be written in her voice. At least it's not standard boring English, you know, to get all the goodness. Pop your deets below. I like it. So I'm just going to go ahead and put in my name and my email. Oh, and by the way, her call to action button is oozing with personality. It says, ooh, more interviews, please. It doesn't say, send me the PDF guide or even I want the PDF guide. She just put tons of personality in there. So here we go. We're clicking and we're on the thank you page. Awesome. Now, let's see what this thank you page, I'm going to tell you what it says. So first, there's an image at the top, and the image is her smiling. The image is three pieces of paper, if you will, and these must be screenshots from the PDF. I see her smiling first. Awesome. And it says podcast pitching themeplet. And then the subheader says the anatomy of a yes-worthy pitch. Now, what is that? I don't know. Would I have read that? If I hadn't had zoomed in on the page, like you can see on YouTube, probably I would have missed that. And then on the left-hand side is, looks like a screenshot of this themeplet, spelled T-H-E-M-E-P-L-A-T, themeplet. All right, cool. And then on the right side is another screenshot from one of the PDF pages. Okay, cool. The image, I actually thought that image was from the guide, the 25 guide that I just downloaded. Now, it says, hang on, my lovely. Again, great header. One, because she's calling me her lovely, but that's the language she uses. I know because I took a look at her podcast too. And you know what? It says, hang on. I like how this header, what's called the title of the thank you page, does not close the loop and just say, go to your inbox, right? That's what she wants, because I can see further down the page, there's something for sale that's $17. So she has a tripwire, aka welcome offer. Very, 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 very cool. So when I say close the loop, I mean, when I sign up for something, that opens this loop, right? As in my brain is expecting something to happen, and my online marketing brain, or just let's call it my post-pandemic brain, knows if I sign up for something free online, I should see a confirmation page that says thank you and go to my inbox. And then that once I see that page and I read the standard header that says thank you, go to your inbox, the loop is closed. And I check out, shut down the page, and I go to my inbox, right? So hers does not close that loop. It says, hang on, my lovely, there's something more. All right, so I'm going to read. What is this? What am I hanging on for? The text underneath says, while your BR podcast guest guide is making its way to your inbox right now, I'm curious. And then in bold text, it says, would you like to see a real pitch in action? And breaking it down into 7 elements of a yes worthy pitch for you to apply in your own business. That is indeed quite aligned with this is great. So I opted in for the guide, right? And now, do I want to see a real pitch in action? Because obviously I do want to pitch to be a guest on other podcasts. She says, if so, you're going to love my podcast pitching themeplate, which encompasses just that to help you take out the guesswork of pitching and hit send with complete confidence. Here's my one-time invite, i.e. you won't find this anywhere else after you click out of this page. For you to check this out, just $17. Okay. I explain this kind of tripwire alignment inside of my course called Tripwire Mastery. Now, she has taken a tripwire offer, a welcome offer, right, to give you a win, and she has aligned it very, very well with her free lead magnet offer. And the price is right at $17. And I believe so because I want to get pitched on podcasts, most likely so I can increase my exposure, my reach, and maybe even bring people back into my business ecosphere so I can make more sales. So $17 sounds like a no-brainer. Now, clearly she's done her research and aligned her Tripwire product with the free lead magnet. And so when you are thinking about creating a welcome offer, aka Tripwire, you'll want to think about many kinds of alignment, but at least from a messaging standpoint, and then also from, does the offer fit in between your free thing, and does the offer line up with the paid thing, your core offer that you will sell eventually down the line? Think about that. She has. I'm going to click this yellow button at the bottom of the page that says get instant access to the podcast pitching themeplate here. Let's go and see her checkout page. And here it is. This looks like a Kajabi checkout page. We'll see if it actually lets, you know, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to take out my card and buy this. And because of the video editing magic, you won't see my card info. But yeah, I mean, I want this. So the checkout page is really simple. The same graphic is at the top of the checkout page that was on the thank you page. Okay, so visually, the checkout page does, you know, it's a continuation of the thank you page. So I know I'm still in the right spot. And then in big old text that's black, it says, oh, and like sans serif without all those squigglies and flares on the font, it says, get instant access to your podcast pitching themeplate. Is themeplate a word? I like it. And then in that pink text, this time underneath in a slightly different font, it says, take the guesswork out of the pitch process and hit that send button with total confidence. Ooh, because I've pitched to be on podcasts before and for collabs. And you always wonder, is somebody going to respond to my email? Did I do this right? And apparently she also knows that because it comes out in her copy. Wonderful, Meike. And then 3 bullet points under this text, and this is in regular paragraph body text. Stand out from the sea of competition, aiming for the same guest slots as you with my proven signature pitch style. Absolutely. Yes, I want it, and well written. See a real pitch in action for you to learn more. And then the final bullet point says, learn 7 psychological elements of why each the pitch style works. Oh, a little grammar error, but that's okay. We're all human. So, in summary, before I buy this thing and see if there's an upsell on the next page, but in summary, simple bullet points. She did not start to list a bunch of features or even try to rehash the argument for getting me to buy this thing. She just had 3 simple bullet points that explain what's inside without doing so in a boring way. So great. And on the right-hand side, I don't like everything about this. One thing I don't like about Kajabi is that if this is Kajabi, it looks like Kajabi, because I host my own course on Kajabi, and for a very short period of time, I used their sales page or their checkout page, which I don't like. You have to click a button to subscribe to the email list. And then there's another button that says, I read and agree to the terms and conditions of the page as follow. Okay, well, cool. And then it says, due to the digital nature of this product, all sales will be final. That's cool. And I guess I'll subscribe to her email list too. All right, let me put in my info and go ahead and buy this thing. Again, thank you, video editor, for not letting anyone see my email address. Ooh, okay. And I see a purchase successful screen that wants me to complete the fields below to create my account. This, I don't super like. One, because I have a Kajabi account already. Two, because it doesn't tell me what account I'm making this for. So I guess I'll just type in my password and see what there is to see. I don't know. Let me type it in. Okay, now that I typed in my password, I see a green like pop down from the top of the screen. It's very noticeable. And it's like a green banner at the top with greener font. And it says, your purchase has been successfully processed. Enjoy your membership. Did I just get a membership? Huh. I would change that text. But what do I see here? I see that same three image, like side-by-side sneak peek of the PDF. And the font is cool at the top. It says, ah, yeah, everything's gone through smoothly. Okay, where do I go next? It says, sweet, in smaller font underneath. You, my lovely, have just made your pitching efforts so much easier with this podcast pitching template. So what happens now, you ask? And then there's more text that says, head to your inbox. Now she's closing that loop and go download the template. Cool. Well, I think you should not miss the opportunity here to have an upsell. So if you have a Tripwire offer on the thank you page of your free lead magnet, number one, use something that's better than Kajabi. I personally use Thrivecart. I'm going to put a link for it in the description or the show notes below. You can head down there. That's an affiliate link, by the way. Many links are. All that means is you get the same good price, but the company shares a little bit of the profit with me for referring you. But I do use Thrivecart. And why? Because they are uniquely focused as a business on checkout software. And it's amazing how well they set theirs up. Kajabi was costing me sales. I know for a fact because when I first put my own Facebook ads course, the Lead Gen Cheat Code, on sale with Kajabi, I got no less than 3 DMs from people saying they're trying to purchase it, but they couldn't. And I'm like, Kajabi. So don't miss the opportunity. If you're going to go through the trouble of planning, which you should, a welcome offer, aka Tripwire, on your thank you page, put an order bump on that checkout page for the welcome offer, but then also have an upsell. Why not have your main offer as the upsell? You could do a limited time discount of the main offer if you wanted, but on that very next page after somebody hits buy, and you know, another page shows up and it says, wait, your order not complete. Would you like to add this other thing? That's the upsell. You could have your main offer there. And a percentage of people, as long as your lead magnet and then Tripwire offer and then main offer are all aligned, some people might just go straight to get the main offer from you. Awesome. Or you could upsell, say, services. Like in this case, Meike could upsell like 2 hours of Voxer support to provide feedback on an email pitch, like a be a guest on the podcast email pitch that somebody's writing, something like that, you know, very aligned with the Themeplate pitch guide, which I just paid $17 for, which is quite aligned with the free guide that I downloaded too. So that's what I would do. Don't miss out on the opportunity to include the upsell here. And this seems like a good deal. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed the review of this kind of landing page. If you would like me to review your own funnel In the show notes below, there is a link where you can apply to have your funnel reviewed. You fill out a few things like your landing page, you know, your thank you page, and I will look and review your funnel. She did not ask me to review the funnel. I'm just adding value to you by reviewing the funnel and giving you takeaways that will improve your own landing page and thank you page and welcome offer. Do me a favor and leave a review for this episode. There's a link below on Apple Podcasts. I just love it, and it helps other people find the podcast and get value from the podcast too. Until next time, be blessed, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.